Blog Talk Radio.
This is ATL Designer, the host of In the Mood, and you are listening to Unmasked with authoress Terry E. Lyle, right here on Blog Talk Radio. You know, Terry brings you all the hot topics for your listening pleasure. Each and every Friday, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Just go to www.blogtalkradio.com. That's www.blogtalkradio.com. And you can also reach Terry direct. Her number is 347-945-6003. That's 347-945-6003. So log in, listen, enjoy. I'll see you there.
Yeah, this album is dedicated to all the teachers that told me I never amount to nothing. To all the people that lived above the buildings that I was hustling from that called the police on me when I was just trying to make some money to feed my daughter.
Yeah, yeah.
And to all my peoples in the struggle, you know what I'm saying? It's all good, baby, baby.
Check it, check it.
It was all a dream. I used to read Word Up magazine. Salt and pepper and Heavy D up in the limousine. Hanging pictures on my wall. Every Saturday, Rap Attack, Mr. Magic, Molly Mall. I let my tape rock till my tape pop. Smoking weed and bamboo, sipping on private stock. Way back when I had the red and black lumberjack with the hat to match. Remember rapping Duke? Da ha, you never thought that hip hop would take it this far. Now I'm in the limelight cause I rhyme tight. Time to get paid, blow up like the World Trade. Born sinner, the opposite of a winner. Remember when I used to eat sardines for dinner? Piece of Raw G, Brucey B, Kid Capri, Funk Master Flex, Love Bug, Star Ski. I'm blowing up like you thought I would. Call a crib, same number, same hood. It's all good. And if you don't know, now you know. You know. I made the change from a common thief to up close and personal with Robin Leach. And I'm far from cheap, I smoke dope with my peeps all day. Spread love, it's the Brooklyn way. The Moet and Alizé keep me pissy. Girls used to diss me, now they write letters cause they miss me. I never thought it could happen, this rapping stuff. I was too used to packing action stuff. Now honey play me close like butter play toast. From the Mississippi down to the East Coast. Condos in Queens, in dope for weeks. Sold out seats to hear Biggie Small speak. Living life without fear. Putting 5 carats in my baby girl ear. Lunches, brunches, interviews by the pool. Considered a fool cause I dropped out of high school. Stereotypes of a black male misunderstood. And it's still all good, And if you don't know, now you know. Genesis. When I was dead broke, man, I couldn't picture this. 50-inch screen, money green, leather sofa. Got 2 rides, a limousine with the chauffeur. Phone bill about 2G flat. No need to worry, my accountant handles that. And my whole crew is lounging. Celebrating every day, no more public housing. Thinking back on my one-room shack. Now my mom pimped the act with minks on her back. And she loves to show me off, of course. Smiles every time my face is up in the store. We used to fuss when the landlord dissed us. No heat, wonder why Christmas missed us. Birthdays was the worst days. Now we sip champagne when we thirsty. Damn right, I like the life I live. Cause I went from negative to positive and it's all. And if you don't know, now you know, you know, you know. And if you don't know, now you know, you know, you know. you know, set the beat down in the house, Julia Mafia, last label, I want to thank everyone for being here. And I want to bring in our guest, Dave. How you doing, Dave?
I am absolutely astounded that you've invited me back on the show, Terry. Dave and Sherry are here, www.legal-eagles.org. If you don't know, now you know. We are the heavy hitters. We are the heavy hitters. Special shout out to Earlene Robinson, who gave us the moniker, the heavy hitters. Our personal slogan on our website is, when you're denied, we're at your side. So, we are just astounded that we've been invited back, and there's no other place we'd rather be on a Friday night here in Pennsylvania but for the Terry Lyle Podcast Unmasked.
Amen. Hey, I feel you, darling. Thank you so much. Well, everyone, let me just say this. We all know someone who has been incarcerated or who have been homeless, even themselves. I've been there before, so we all got a pass. But, you know, there's hope. You know, and that's why we brought Legal Eagle back, because last show, I mean, I was grilling him about his pedigree, and he passed the flying colors. So now you want somebody you can trust to help you get the job done, you know, and you ain't got to give out no plasma or whatever, you know, to try to get your coins together. You need to talk to Legal Eagle. So with that being said, let me ask you this. What gave you the passion for dealing with homeless people and people incarcerated?
You know, I have a motto, Terry. I don't know if I said this on the last show, but we're only as strong as our weakest links. And, you know, people who are incarcerated, people who are homeless, people who are on the margins of society, who don't have a voice, you know, we're only as strong as our weakest link. And, you know, all I have to do is walk out my door here in Frankfort, Philadelphia, and you can see the homeless people lined up. Kensington Avenue is a modern-day Skid Row. All you have to do is go on YouTube. There's nothing like it around the world. Kensington Avenue in Philadelphia, thousands of tents for miles and miles and miles, homeless people, drug addicted, all varieties. And so, yeah, we have a passion. We're trying to make Philadelphia a better place. And everything is local. It starts local. And so that's where we're at here in Philadelphia. And we're trying to make a difference.
Well, I'm amazed. Is it possible that they have miles and miles of people that's homeless and the city ain't doing anything about it?
Yeah, I mean, all you have to do is go on YouTube and punch in Kensington and you'll get a firsthand look at it. It is beyond a crisis.
Wow.
The city has thrown its arms up in the air. There's really nothing they can do. They've instituted a policy where they're no longer locking people up for shooting up on the street or for engaging in small possession drug use. Maybe years ago Philadelphia would take you to jail for that, but it's just such an epidemic in Philadelphia with the homelessness and the drugs that they can't even enforce. And there's a big controversy over that, you know, they're not enforcing the drug laws and they're not enforcing so on and so forth. But it's an epidemic.
You're right. Anytime you got law enforcement letting you shoot up, have drugs, or they're throwing their hands up in the air because it's so much, that's sad. You know, that's sad. And plus, it's also scary. Not that, you know, people are homeless going to do something to you, but if you got to be in that neighborhood walking around, I ain't trying to be funny, but I would be a little nervous because I'd be thinking that sometimes people who don't have nothing, they might want what you have because it might be an angry day, not saying they're all angry, or a day they might feel like this is not fair, but that would make me very uncomfortable.
Yeah, it spills into everyday life. You know, some of these folks, you know, they have to ride public transportation or the subway. You know, you'll see them nodding out. Sometimes they cause a disturbance. They sleep on the trains. It just spills into everyday life down here in Philadelphia. And, of course, you know, the homelessness and the drugs attracts prostitution and all kinds of other related crimes, and you know, it's an epidemic.
I mean, you said that right, epidemic with all those things going on. But my co-host Chris got a question for y'all. He was having a problem with his mic shortly, and that's why he couldn't hear me. Ask him to introduce himself. So, Chris, come on, darling.
Yeah, my first question to you, Dave, is: do you ever get follow-ups? Like, do people to get clean after you help them, do you ever get follow-ups? And if you do, what's like the best follow-up story that you've gotten? Like, what's the one that's melted your heart the most?
Well, you know, we help a lot of guys who are incarcerated, and you know, when they get out of prison, you know, their testimonials of success we post on our website. If we're able to help them get into some type of transition house, or if we're able to get them some type of job referral and it pays off, you know, they're more than happy to give us a testimonial and we put it on our website. I'll give you one case in point. A gentleman by the name of William Nickerson, 72 years old, was released from prison, had nowhere to go, was able to get Social Security. He worked all his life, but he didn't make a lot of money, so his Social Security was like $800, between $800 and $850. He had nowhere to go, no family. We were able to get him a place in a transition house in Delaware County, Pennsylvania. He was there for 10 months. He's recently moved into his own apartment. He works part-time for the Salvation Army. And, you know, at 72 years old, coming out of prison, not having 2 cents or, you know, two nickels to rub together. He reached out to us through word of mouth, and we were able to help him. And, you know, I can't say enough about, you know, his testimonial. You know, he did a Google review for us. He did a testimony on our website. To me, that's the best praise we can expect.
Yeah, I see.
Okay, well, Sherry, this question is for you, darling. You know, with the city being called the City of Brotherly Hope, the City of Brotherly Love, you know, and you got a lot of people that come from there that's well-known, like Addie LaBelle. You know, I think the Delphonics came from there as well.
Yes. We love Patty, and we love the Delphonics.
Mm-hmm. Those are some of my favorite people.
Me too.
You know, I was wondering, have they did anything to help, you know, the situation?
Superstars that have come
from this area? I can't hear you, darling.
You mean the superstars that have come from this particular area?
Yes, yes. Have they put on, like, benefits where they gave their money towards the city having enough resources to clean up the streets?
You know what? Not that I know of. I don't recall any famous people giving money to Philadelphia for any of that stuff, which is kind of sad. No.
Yeah.
Not at all.
Wow, so it's sad to hear that. Yeah, because you would think a lot of times when you get so much money, you know, that it's not going to hurt you to give you know, money. Like, you know, I felt like maybe Patty LaBelle gave us some free sweet potato pies or something. Because, you know, you told me last time about from certain months y'all have an event that helps people pray, give them clothes and food. I forgot what you called it last time you was on.
The only thing that I can is the housing situation development of what's the name?
Project Hope,
and the person, what's his name?
John Bon Jovi
gave established that Project Hope,
okay.
Housing for people, but that's the only person that I know of.
Okay, well, I appreciate that, because I was thinking, what's that event that you said it happens for one whole week? It takes a whole year to plan for one week about Jesus, or I forgot what you said last time you were here.
Yeah, that's called Jesus Week, and if you go on the website, you'll see they're having their big finale. I believe it's this week in Brooklyn. The whole thing's coming to a close. They did it, you know, for 3 months out of the summer. And it's about ready to come to a close. But, yeah, I mean, all you have to do is go on their website, Google Jesus Week, and you're just going to see all kinds of videos and updates and everything.
Wow, wow. I like the fact that they call it Jesus Week, because that's important. But anyway, Chris got another question for y'all.
Yes, my other question for you is, when you help the incarcerated and the homeless, do they contact you or do you contact them?
That's a very good question, Chris. We started out during COVID working with the Human Rights Coalition in Philadelphia, and we networked out here, and through the networking, we found people who were incarcerated who needed help with getting their stimulus refunds. They needed help with, you know, all the things that were happening during COVID, with the lockdowns. We participated in a lot of mass calling towards the prisons. The Human Rights Coalition in Philadelphia has what they call prison abuse call alerts, where you get 50 to 100 people to call a prison on behalf of someone who's being mistreated. So we participated in all that. And then word just spread inside the prisons. Once we filed under a sole proprietorship for Legal Eagles here in Philadelphia and in Pennsylvania, the word just started spreading, and then people who were incarcerated were able to reach out to us, and it's just been incredible ever since. It's been 3 years now, and the responses that we've gotten are just unprecedented. I didn't believe that we would get this much of a response from people that are incarcerated, but we were able to get, you know, about 100 or so inmates their federal stimulus refunds. If you remember during COVID, when Trump was in office, he said that inmates weren't entitled to the federal stimulus refunds. And so there was a hold put on a lot of guys in prison who had filed for their refunds. And then there was a lawsuit that was filed, and a federal judge said, no, wait a minute. Those guys in prison are entitled to a stimulus refund just like anybody out here is entitled to a stimulus refund, because COVID's affecting them just like it's affecting everybody else. I don't know if you know this, but inside the prison since COVID, at least here in Pennsylvania, I'm sure elsewhere, they've totally revamped the prison system. Now inmates are not allowed, they're not allowed to attend the chow halls. They're only allowed to attend the they're not allowed to attend the chow halls in Pennsylvania anymore. They took away their ability to have access to block out and yards. They can only go certain times, certain blocks at a time. They've used COVID as an excuse to revamp the whole prison system and the whole prison system in Pennsylvania. They've made it worse for the inmates to do time. Yeah, they've used COVID as a whipping post to pretty much feed guys in their cell. They get fed three meals a day in the cell. The meals are cold because the guards have to serve the meals door to door. By the time they get their food, it's cold. They're in their cells a greater amount of time than before COVID. And so what happened was we were able to get guys some relief. We were able to call the prisons. We were able to get them their stimulus refunds. And it just became a love affair. You know, they can't stop talking about Legal Eagles. And I don't say that to be euphemistic. I mean, I get testimonials all the time that, you know, we're the biggest thing going on in the prisons in Pennsylvania right now, because they're treating them guys really bad in there. And I really feel bad that they took COVID, and now COVID is no longer an issue to be dealt with, but they're still using the practices that they were following during COVID, and they're still using them now against the inmates.
That's sad, man. You know, it's enough that I'm not trying to judge them for what their crime was that got them there. It's not my place. But, you know, just because they are inmates don't mean they're not human beings. And you can't just be dogging people because you're in a position to lord over top of them. So how often are you allowed to go into the prison system and pass off some information to people who don't know about you so they have a leg to turn to, you know, or stand on?
Well, our primary means of communication is a messaging system. It's called GTL. The inmates have access to a handheld tablet, or there's what's called a kiosk on each and every block, and they can message us directly, instantaneously. It's almost like email for inmates. And so We respond to 30 or 40 emails a day. We get between 30 and 40 phone calls a day from inmates.
Wow.
And and then we get 40 or 50 pieces of mail a week from inmates. And keep in mind, it's just me and Sherry. And you know, it's the Dave and Sherry show. We have to handle this efficiently, or else we're going to get overwhelmed, and we're not going to be able to answer anybody, and nobody's going to get any kind of help. So yeah, that's an inside look at what goes on a daily basis here at Legal Eagles.
Well, let me ask you this: do you ever just do a case like pro bono?
Yes, we do. We do take pro bono cases, and we recently took a pro bono case from a person who wasn't incarcerated. Fact of the matter is, she was being evicted and was on the verge of homelessness herself. And she came into our office. We made a couple phone calls to the property manager, attempted to get her an extension of time so she could find a place so she wouldn't be homeless. She had been working with legal aid in Philadelphia. They did some good things for her. But we took her case pro bono. And we do take cases pro bono. You know, not as much as we ought to, but we do take pro bono cases.
Well, I'm appreciative that you got a heart to help out when people don't have the ability. Even though you might be reasonable, that's good to know that you was able to.
Yeah, there's you know, since COVID has expired, the moratoriums have expired. People are having issues, you know, with housing. Finding places, you know, with finding places that are affordable. We get a lot of cases, custody and divorce cases. It seems to be a big thing here in Philadelphia. People fighting over custody of their children, divorces, landlord-tenant cases. So, you know, if we can do something pro bono, we do pro bono, but we call ourselves low bono. It's kind of a term. It's kind of a term we invented. It's kind of a term we invented because we'll get a phone call and somebody will say, "Do you guys do pro bono?" And we say, "Yes, but we mostly do low bono."
I like that. Well, you know, we're running out of time. And we don't know what that feedback is in the back, but is it possible, again, you can tell people how to reach you, your phone number and everything, and they can call you and everybody listen. You know, do you also do cases out of state or is it only for Pennsylvania?
Yeah, we do out-of-state cases. Sherry, I'm going to give you the mic. Please give our website, our business phone number, and email.
Right. Website is www.legal-eagles.org. Phone number 267-946-2322. Alternate number 215-960-6123.
Well, I just want to say thank you so much for being on the show tonight. And look, if you got a certain event that's coming up or you want to talk about something that's on your heart, Chris, what do we tell our guests when they come on the show?
You are family. Boom, 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 boom. You are family.
You can come
back. That, you know what? Terry, who wrote that song, We Are Family? Was it Sister Sledge or was it the Pointer Sisters?
Yes.
No, Sister Sledge.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That, you do me a favor. Next time we come on the show, would you open up with that for your opening song?
I sure can.
And we look forward to coming back and following up on events here in Philadelphia and with Legal Eagles. By the way, that's www.legal-eagles.org. Yeah, you can find us online. We're all there, and you can go on our website. Everything's transparent. We post blogs, podcasts, testimonials, videos. Everything's on there. Come out and visit us.
Well, we sure appreciate you and Sherry coming back, and we don't want you to be strangers. You know, I don't care when you was on the show before. You can always come back. You know, you can say, well, we were just there a month ago. So what? I run this thing. Hey, just give us a call. We'll be back on.
Hey, to our friends down in Alabama, Terry Lyle and Chris.
That's right.
We are family.
Yes, we are. And thank you again, Dave. Thank you, Sherry, you know, for being here. We appreciate you, and we appreciate the fact that you're showing Pennsylvania and other people love by a skill that people are afraid of. A lot of people are afraid to want to deal with anything legally because they first thing you think, I can't afford it. But I want y'all to know this is affordable. Give them a call. You know, there's some hope out there. You just got to reach out so he know that you need it. And like I said, you have a blessed day. And when you call back, you know, to be on the show, remind me about the Sister Sledge song. We are family, because I might forget it because I got so many things going on in the tank, you know. So it might slip my mind. Just remind me.
Yes, I will remind you, and I want to give a special shout out that I think it was a blessing that you were able to be on the local news and get the relief and the help and the support that you needed in that serious situation dealing with that home warranty company over that air condition situation. That was just wonderful.
Yeah, because I was getting ready to tell you, hey, I need some help, you know. But
I was ready to pull out the pen and paper. We were about ready to sue somebody.
Yeah. Well, I still want to sue them now anyway. I still want to sue them because I just wanted to make sure that they try to cash me out with a check, and I'm going to give that donate to the AC guy because his work is worth like $15,000 to $20,000. So that little check they want to offer me, I'm going to give it to him. I'm not going to drop them until that check's clear and I pay him that because that's all he's accepting because he wanted to donate everything for me. But I do want to sue. I want to sue them, and I want to sue the other AC people because I found out they were scamming me, you know. But that's a conversation for off the air. But me and Chris, we love you. We appreciate you and Sherry spending the time to be here. Thank you so much. And like I said, if you want to come back on, don't be shy. Just give me a call. We'll make it happen.
Okay. If you don't know, now you know. Have a good night.
Yes, baby. Y'all have a good one. Take care.
You too.